Hey, you. A blonde woman holds a flyer in my direction. Take one, please. A slight accent. Dutch or Swedish or something. I blink, dazzled by the sunlight after the shade of the train station. Why is it so bright? It feels like the middle of the night.
Best Thai food,
shouts a young man.
Looking for a room?
Calls a girl with multiple facial piercings. The touts stand there holding their ground, or trying to, in the stream of people flooding from the station. Sydney may be on the other side of the world, but so far, arriving here is little different to arriving in London or Paris. My heavy backpack makes me unsteady on my feet. The Thai restaurant guy tries to give me a flyer, but I have my travel card in one hand and my day pack in the other, so I shrug an apology and step around him.
Happy hour,
shouts another voice.
$6 schooners.
As I'm wondering what a schooner could be, a hand grips my wrist. The Dutch woman. She's 50-ish, with dark blonde hair and clear blue eyes. Pretty, or she would be if her face wasn't taut and unsmiling. I want to pull free and walk on, ignore her like everyone else, but the desperation in her eyes stops me. I glance at her flyers. Missing. Elke Hartmann, German national. The photo shows a smiling blonde girl clutching a surfboard.
My daughter.
The woman's voice is raw. Not Dutch, then. I'm hopeless with accents. The tide of people divide and merge around us as I skim the flyer. Elke is 29, a year younger than me, and she's been missing for 6 months. I offer a tight smile of sympathy. I hope the bus stop isn't far, because this backpack weighs a ton. A briefcase bashes my calf. I spot the clock on the wall. 5:30, the evening rush hour. The realization makes my brain hurt. I can never sleep on planes. I've been awake for 2 whole days.
Have you ever lost someone you love?
The woman asks. I turn back to her, because I have lost someone. She was backpacking here. The woman nods at my bags.
Like you.
I'm not backpacking, I want to tell her, but she doesn't give me a chance.
They're in a foreign country and they don't know anyone. If they disappear, it's days before anyone notices. They're easy targets.
With the final word, her voice cracks. She lowers her head, shoulders shaking. I drape my arms awkwardly around her. My palms are damp. I don't want to ruin her blouse. I need to get going, but I haven't got the heart to leave her like this. Should I take her somewhere? Buy her a cup of tea? But I want to get to Mickey's place before it gets dark. I'll give her a minute and hope she cries herself out. Office workers file past. The women seem better groomed than their British counterparts, all glossy hair and tanned legs in heels and short skirts. The men wear their shirts with the sleeves rolled up and top 2 buttons undone, suit jackets slung over their shoulders, ties nowhere in sight. Sweat pools under my armpits. This sticky humidity. Mickey always moaned about it. Nearly as bad as Japan. It's March, the Australian autumn, and I hadn't expected it to be this hot. I watch the touts handing out flyers. The Thai restaurant guy offers a flyer to anyone who'll take one, but the others seem to be targeting backpackers. With their oversized backpacks and milk-white or sunburnt limbs, they stand out a mile. Easy targets. Elka's mother sniffs.
Sorry.
She hunts through her handbag and pulls out tissues. No problem, I say. Are you okay? She dabs her eyes, sheepish now.
I'll let you go. But you be careful, yes?
I will, and don't worry about me, I'm not a backpacker. I'm here to visit a friend. She's getting married.
Oh, my apologies. She'll be expecting you.
Yes, I say.
She isn't, though.